Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bryson Bianca with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, climate experts warn that despite this past weekend's cold snap, temperatures this winter are expected to be higher than average. According to the Bureau of Meteorology, every part of Australia, including Queensland, is likely to see above average temperatures from June to August, with overnight lows and daytime highs both expected to be higher than normal. The winter forecast also projects that Brisbane has a 75% chance of receiving 100 to 200 millimetres of rainfall over the season, with the Queensland southwest likely to maintain typical dry forecasts. This warmer than average winter forecast comes after record-breaking heat this past autumn. A northern New South Wales couple are suing Queensland Fertility Group following the discovery that their eldest child shares no biological connection to their two younger children. Anastasia and Lexi Gunn, who conceived all their children through IVF, had requested that all their children be conceived using the same sperm donor. Queensland Health Minister Tim Nicholls has been contacted by the couple, asking for his support and advocacy in their ongoing struggle for accountability. The two younger children now live with connective tissue disorders and neurodevelopmental conditions, and QFG has never provided the parents with updated medical information for their children's biological fathers. In national news, researchers have warned dog owners to be aware of a new increase in rat lungworm disease. Rat lungworm disease, which is caused by a parasite and is generally picked up by dogs after eating infected slugs and snails, has had a spike following recent wet weather. Researchers at the University of Sydney have confirmed at least 93 positive cases of the disease, otherwise known as canine neural angiostrongylalysis, across the country over the last 4 years. The disease is known to cause paralysis or infection in dogs, which can lead to death if untreated. It has also caused 2 human deaths since 2010 after consumption of slugs.
Scientists have uncovered Ice Age artifacts deep inside a cave shelter 1,100 metres above sea level, challenging long-held beliefs about Indigenous lifestyles in Australia. The discovery indicates that people lived in the shelter 20,000 years ago when the region was believed to be inhospitable. The cave site, known as Dargon Shelter, is believed to have been a stopover point for families travelling to and from nearby ceremonies, with Mr. Brennan, a First Nations knowledge holder, stating that the shelter was a, quote, songline track that brought in a lot of different mob from north, south, east and west, end quote. Local Indigenous groups hope that the discovery will help secure further protection for sacred sites in the region, many of which are vulnerable to bushfires. In international news, biologists have confirmed the existence of a 200 million year old species of echidna. Attenborough's long-beaked echidna had not been seen or documented since the discovery of a single specimen in Indonesia 60 years ago. However, through the integration of Indigenous knowledge with modern technology, scientists have managed to locate areas where the species frequented and captured live camera footage of the echidna. The Attenborough's long-beaked echidna range once extended through much of Papua New Guinea, but is now restricted only to the Cyclops Mountain Range in the Indonesian province of Papua. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with some light winds. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. There is no fire danger warning today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.